Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, March 18th. Firefighters responded to a blaze in Kincardine this afternoon, and a section of Highway 21 was closed between Sutton Street and North Line Extension, just on the outside of town. OPP say it was a small electrical fire at a business property. They say there were no injuries reported. OPP say they have taken one person into custody after an active incident in Neyashinigming concluded. There was a shelter-in-place advisory earlier today, and police had told residents to stay inside and lock their windows and doors while they responded to some sort of active incident in the area of Farm Road in the First Nation community. That shelter-in-place order has since been lifted. Police say updates on charges will follow. A former Kincardine councillor and longtime local hockey supporter Doug Kennedy was posthumously honoured with a coronation medal presented by Huron Bruce MP Ben Lobb. Lobb recognised 20 community members during a ceremony held in Wingham earlier this month. Kennedy's award was accepted by his widow, Kathy. He was nominated for his dedication to the community, including serving as general manager for the Kincardine Bulldogs for 25 years and being involved in hockey in Kincardine for 50 years. Kennedy also served 6 years on municipal council until his passing in August of 2024. You can find a list of other recipients on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The Hanover and District Hospital Foundation is launching an $800,000 fundraising campaign for a new fluoroscopy machine. Foundation Executive Director Madison Bryan says the current machine has been in use for over 15 years.
It goes into digestive issues, joint problems, or any like internal concerns. We're able to see all of those items going on. So just replacing it means that our team can detect these issues.
The foundation is holding a gala on May 31st in Hanover. They aim to raise about $100,000 from it. Bryan estimates the campaign itself will take about 3 years to reach their $800,000 goal. A new Ipsos poll published today for Global News shows the Federal Liberal Party widening its lead over Pierre Poilievre's Conservatives. If a federal election were held tomorrow, the Liberals would secure 42% of decided voter support compared with 36% for the Conservatives. Polling from Ipsos last month found the Liberals topping the Conservatives for the first time in years, though the number was within the poll's margin of error. Today's 7-point Liberal lead is beyond that 3.8% margin of error. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is set to be sworn in tomorrow and appoint his new Progressive Conservative cabinet. That's set to happen at the ROM in Toronto at 2 in the afternoon. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 79 points to 24,706. The Dow Jones is down 260 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.9 U.S. cents, down 0.06 of a cent. And the price of oil is $66.83, down 75 cents a barrel. In sports, a busy night in the NHL. 9 games, including an all-Canadian battle between Ottawa and Montreal. The Canadiens are currently 1 point back of the New York Rangers for the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. That's underway at 7 tonight. Next up for the Toronto Maple Leafs is a home game tomorrow against the Colorado Avalanche. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Montreal visits Boston. There are 2 games in the OHL. Guelph takes on Flint, and London visits Kitchener. The Owen Sound Attack returned to action Thursday in a road game against the Barrie Colts. It's the start of a 3-3 for the Attack to close the regular season, as they remain locked in a tight battle for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. In Major League Baseball, the LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 4-1 this morning to open the regular season in Tokyo. The Blue Jays have a spring training game against Baltimore tonight. And Canada's Rachel Holman is now 5-1 at the World Curling Championships overseas after a pair of wins this morning. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Becoming cloudy overnight. 40-kilometer wind gusts dying down tonight. A low of plus 5. Mainly cloudy Wednesday. A light breeze and a high around 17 degrees. Rain or flurries on Thursday. Windy and a high of 7. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.